All right, it's Friday, and folks are starting. It's starting to get time to think about vacations. I'm starting to get in that mood. I'll be in Washington, D.C. next week, and then after that, I know I'll be in the mood for a vacation. Russell Hannon is here. He is our ultra-economical travel expert. He has a website, breakthetravelbarrier.com. Russell, welcome back to Trending Today USA. How are you?
Great to be here. Thank you for having me.
So I've been meaning to ask you, the name your own price thing with things like Priceline, is that a good deal or is it just a good marketing tool?
Well, you know what? Priceline has been found to have better rates than a lot of the competitive websites, but the thing is they don't tell you what the best rate is. What they do is they get you to put your credit card information and bid what you're willing to pay, and what happens is Priceline splits the difference between what you bid and the rock bottom rate 50-50 with the hotels. So there's a trick to get around it, actually. What you do is, instead of using a credit card, just use a little Visa gift card, the ones that you get at the grocery store with the balance below what you're bidding.
Okay.
And then if Priceline accepts it, it'll say, we couldn't charge your credit card, there was a problem. And then you can drop your bid until it finally rejects it, and then you can get the best possible Priceline rate and not pay it anymore.
Oh, that's sneaky.
Now, there's
that a lot. That's really sneaky. I like it. I will tell you, when Priceline first came out, I just wanted to see if it would work, and as a joke, I put a friend's name and his wife on, and because I was going to go to Florida anyway, I just kind of jokingly put it on, and it got accepted, so they had to come on a trip with us. Whoopsie! Okay, give me another good one.
Okay, well, so something to know is, on occasion, it's been found that searches on computers, sometimes people have had slightly higher fares by running a search on an Apple computer or a Macintosh system as opposed to an identical search
I've
on a Windows
that.
Computer.
Yes, and I've got a Mac. How do I not get hosed?
Well, you know what? It's very rare that you see that, but companies can see what sort of computer you use, and there's a lot of analytics involved where, with demographics, total overgeneralization, but there's been some cases where companies presume people may have more disposable income based on the computers that they're using. So very, 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 very minor in terms of dollars, but these things are valuable to be aware of, that these things can happen.
So what, get a crappy, I'm only going to search for travel stuff computer?
If you've got the option, if you've got both, then I consider it insurance. Just protect yourself by running a search from different computers. Also, try not to log into an account and go back. If you find a great fare, you leave your computer and then you come back to it and run a search again, sometimes the price is going to go up because there's other things as well. There's cookies. Websites can track your search history if you're doing the same thing again and again. Same thing if you actually log in and have an account. They can see your search history, and they assume if you're doing the same search for that place, maybe in Washington, D.C., like you were talking about a while ago, is they'll see, hey, we think this guy wants to go here, so they're going to jack up the price a little bit.
Wait a second. I think I just caught you with something, Russell. Are you Canadian?
How did you know?
You said talking a boat. You threw in a boat. Am I right?
You got me. Yes, sir.
Okay. No wonder you're a good travel expert. You've been trying to get out of Canada for years. So, real fast, any tips on anything going on right now? Any places we should be looking at?
Well, you know what? A couple things, actually. The fact that I divulged I'm Canadian, the Canadian dollar has just totally crashed. And a lot of places like Travel Alberta have announced record tourism of Americans going to the Rockies to ski right now, where you're getting about a 30% premium on the currency difference. And a little closer to home, for example, if you want to go to Europe, actually, Scandinavian Airlines has, 97 dollars one-way flights from LAX to Stockholm, something that you could look at on theflightdeal.com. Just unbelievable rates if you do.
All right, Scandinavian Airlines or flightdeal.com? Which one should I go to?
Theflightdeal.com. I'm looking at it right now, and it shows the specific dates where they offer those fares.
That's pretty sweet.
Great deal.
Flightdeal.com. I just went there. It's like a phony thing. Flight Deal?
It's theflightdeal.com.
Theflightdeal.com. Okay.
That's correct.
Russell Hannon, we can find your website, breakthetravelbarrier.com. Thank you so much for being here on Trending Today USA.